This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. lawmakers said early Wednesday they reached an agreement on a $2 trillion economic rescue package to help workers and businesses cope with the coronavirus outbreak. The text of the bill is due to be released Wednesday morning with a vote in the Senate to follow. If the Senate gives its approval, the measure will go to the House of Representatives. President Donald Trump says he wants to restart the U.S. economy as quickly as possible, as lockdown orders in many states have kept workers home and closed businesses like restaurants, bars, and movie theaters. The aid package is aimed at boosting the U.S. economy by sending direct payments to more than 90% of Americans and a vast array of U.S. businesses to help them weather the economic effects of the coronavirus. The United States has about 55,000 confirmed cases with more than 700 deaths from the virus. The World Health Organization said the United States could soon become the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. The WHO spokeswoman, Margaret Harris, said an acceleration of new cases in the U.S. is behind the organization's assessment. Harris said 85% of the new cases worldwide since Monday were confirmed in the U.S. and Europe. She said 40% of those new cases were in the United States. New York City is now seen as an epicenter of the virus in the U.S., with far more cases than anywhere else in the nation. And severe blood shortages being reported across the United States as workers stay home and companies cancel their blood drives over the coronavirus fears. According to the Red Cross, the coronavirus is not transmittable via blood transfusions. People are avoiding blood donation sites, and blood banks are concerned over what could happen to a variety of hospital patients. From here in the remote area of Washington, this is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said beginning Wednesday, all elective surgeries in the country, other than the very urgent cases, will be suspended to preserve resources in hospitals to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. Morrison also urged sick people, to remain at home unless they're going out for essential needs. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe announced Tuesday the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo will be postponed until next year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Although the International Olympic Committee had said it would spend up to a month debating the matter, the decision to postpone became inevitable after several countries said they would not send athletes if the Games were held this summer. The Summer Games were to have opened on July 24th. The Olympics have been canceled three times since the Martin Games began in 1896, but never before postponed. South Sudan is shutting down Juba International Airport and all border entry points to prevent the spread of the COVID-19. The head of the airport said aviation officials canceled all passenger flights from Kenya, Ethiopia, scheduled to arrive in Juba. Sudan reported its first case of coronavirus last Thursday after a 52-year-old Sudanese man who had returned from the United Arab Emirates died. The government has said it will set up three quarantine centers in River Nile State and that are equipped to receive suspected cases. Government has asked public workers to stay home for a minimum of 2 weeks as the government continues to monitor the situation. And the Libya health minister of the UN-backed government of the National Accord announced the war-torn country's first coronavirus case. The National Center for Disease Control did not provide any further details of the patient or his current state. As the coronavirus sweeps across the Middle East, Libya had been bracing for the virus to arrive despite dire shortages in medical supplies and protective gear. Public health officials have been warning that the coronavirus could be devastating in countries such as Syria, Yemen, and Libya, where years of conflict have gutted the healthcare system and ravaged key infrastructure. And the Vatican is inviting Christians around the world to join Pope Francis in prayer against the coronavirus pandemic as workers in Vatican City complain they are being discouraged from working from home. A tweet says Francis will conduct his prayer service on Wednesday. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.